Amtrak is scrambling to accommodate passengers after suspending its high-speed Acela Express service yesterday. The troubled railroad canceled the Acela trains after finding cracks in some brakes. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Saturday morning, Matthew Chelop was waiting for his girlfriend to arrive at Washington's Union Station from Philadelphia. He was waiting a little bit longer than usual. She was on a slower regional train. Chelop lives in Washington, D.C. He's a vice president of sales for a Washington area software company. He says the Acela has figured prominently in his long-distance relationship until now.
You know, it's a great train when it's in service. It's very comfortable. It's always on time. And I'm concerned whether or not there's going to be enough capacity for me to make it back and forth to Philly. Enough trains or enough seats.
A government inspector found cracks in the brakes of one Acela train Thursday night. Amtrak then sidelined all of its 20 trains and found cracks in the brakes of other trains. In all, inspectors found cracks in 300 of 1,400 brake discs. Tracy Connell, a spokesperson for Amtrak, said the railroad has suspended Acela service through Wednesday to inspect all of the high-speed fleet's equipment. In the meantime, she said, Amtrak is trying to accommodate its Acela passengers. Some 10,000 people take Acela trains during the week.
All Acela passengers, if they were holding a ticket yesterday or had reservations for the weekend or next week, they will be accommodated on other trains. Amtrak is working to add equipment as it's available to make up for when the Acelas would normally run. They're using Metroliner equipment or Amfleet equipment or regional trains to run during the normal Acela times to accommodate those passengers.
She said the railroad has no clue yet what caused those cracks in the brakes, and it's investigating. It is the second time since the Acela service began in December 2000 that it has been suspended because of equipment flaws. The first time, the Acela fleet was sidelined because of cracks in the undercarriage of some trains. It is bad timing politically. The Bush administration has proposed breaking up the heavily subsidized railroad or cutting off federal support. These latest troubles are likely to provide fodder for Amtrak's critics. Anthony Kruglinski is a contributing editor to Railway Age, and he heads a railroad finance company.
This kind of an event is going to be a trigger for further conversations and introspection as to how we should spend our money on mass transportation, and how we should spend our money on intercity travel, and what kind of federal subsidies should go where.
He thinks the federal government should be focusing subsidies for rail on the big cities, not the Omahas or the Kansas cities. In the meantime, the Matthew Chelops are making other plans.
Well, I'll make my reservations well ahead of time, and I guess the backup would be I'd have to drive.
Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.